Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The world is a rough place, especially with the wrong kind of politicians in power. When we see preventable wars play out, it underscores how who we elect matters. Getting beyond the Democrat and Republican label for a moment, it's clear that politicians, maybe they should instead be divided into two categories, those who serve themselves and those that serve the people. There can be no doubt about this question, as we learn about Ukrainian President Zelensky. Many presidents facing overwhelming odds would flee their country on the first opportunity, as they fear for their lives. Not true for Zelensky. When Mr. Biden urged him to leave Ukraine behind and seek refuge elsewhere, President Zelensky, he made history replying, "I don't need a ride, I need ammunition." Thankfully, when America had a real president in Trump, we generously gave anti-tank weapons to Ukraine, and those weapons have reportedly found their targets, as it has made the Russian advance much more difficult. Who you vote for matters. Remember that as we see local Humboldt County gas prices break the ugly ceiling of the $5 a gallon limit, there are estimates that gas will hit the unimaginable $10 a gallon in the next year. Politicians like Putin are very different than Zelensky. As the price of the Russian found oil increases, Putin literally gets even more rich. It would not be hard to argue that he remains in power for the purpose of enriching himself. Politicians like Biden, they gained their wealth from selling U.S. influence and access. It makes a lot of sense that one of Mr. Biden's first actions as president was to cancel the permit of the Keystone Pipeline. At the expense of America's well-being and energy independence, Biden set our nation backwards, and recent research has pointed to some hefty quid pro quo payoffs. Ironically, the cash was laundered in Ukraine, of all countries, through a company called Burisma. For just one example, before Ukrainian President Zelensky rocked Eastern Europe with his surprise election, you could argue that Russia felt a lot more comfortable with the previous Ukrainian leaders simply because they were just like our American president. They were for sale. It might be cynical, but you could argue that the moment Ukraine decided to elect somebody decent, that was the moment Russia decided to prepare for war. After all, they can't have such a large neighbor joining up with NATO. For those of us listening to this radio station, I think most of our thoughts, prayers, well wishes go out to Ukraine. Beyond that, I can't really add much more to the conversation, but I just wanted to remind everyone that whether it's a local city council race, a state race, or a presidential race, who we elect matters, because every time we elect a Biden or a Putin that are in it for themselves instead of the people, we're doing humanity a disservice. This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.